I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Take a moment and think back to the teachers who had the most profound impact on your life. My guess is that at least one or two stand out, perhaps more. What was it about them that was so influential? The power of their compelling ideas? Their unique pedagogical skill and charisma? Or was it something much more subtle, perhaps the quiet and gentle support and encouragement they offered? Not all teachers have such impact, but truly special ones do. Robert Frost wrote, "There are two kinds of teachers, the kind that fill you with so much quail shot that you can't move, and the kind that just gives you a little prod behind and you jump to the skies." This week's essayist, John Walsh, clearly appreciates the difference.
Miss Martin said it was time to do spelling. That made me happy. I was good at spelling. But when she started writing words on the blackboard, my stomach tightened. It was the first day of second grade at my new school in Narragansett. I didn't like being the new kid in class, and I especially didn't like that Miss Martin was writing on the board in cursive. At Nelson Street School in Providence, where I had gone to first grade, we used print letters. I didn't know how to write in cursive yet. My family had moved to Narragansett in August. I was a world away from the double-decker, where my grandfather lived upstairs, and my best friend was right next door. On that first day of school, I did my best to duplicate Miss Martin's cursive lettering, and I was pleased with the results. My words were a reasonable match to hers. My new teacher had short blonde hair and perfect red lipstick. Her voice was friendly. But when she reminded us to write our names at the top of our papers, my stomach clenched again. What did my name look like in cursive? I had no clue. Squirming in my seat, I scratched out John Walsh the only way I knew how, in print letters, and then quickly turned my paper over so no one would see. I could hear my classmates already. "Hey, the new kid. He doesn't know how to write his own name." When Miss Martin passed our spelling papers back the following day, I held my breath. Until I saw a silver star on mine, and then something better. Below my print letters, Miss Martin had written my name in cursive as neat and beautiful as the dress she was wearing. That was the extent of her instruction. No summons to her desk, no classroom call-out. Nothing but a sample signature delivered silently to me. I appreciated Miss Martin's discretion. I sensed it was filled with understanding. At home, I traced her sample signature again and again, and by bedtime, I could write my name in cursive almost perfectly. I'll never forget Miss Martin, or the bigger lesson she taught me that day. I believe how you teach is often just as important as what you teach, and that sensitive, supportive communication is the bedrock of good relationships, even when no words are spoken.
John Walsh is a partner in the East Greenwich-based communications firm Walsh & Associates. He writes a monthly op-ed column for the Providence Journal, which published an earlier version of this essay. Walsh also shares observations at johnwalshcopy.com. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.